AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The GOP presidential campaigns are moving on after Donald Trump's victory in New Hampshire.
Thank you very much. We'll see you soon. We'll see you on the trail.
Despite the loss, Donald Trump's only opponent, Nikki Haley, is moving on.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go. And the next one is my sweet state of South Carolina.
Haley is campaigning today in South Carolina.
When it comes to securing the border, that's priority number one. America's acting like it's September 10th, and we better remember what September 12th felt like.
Donald Trump is wondering why she is still in the race after Ron DeSantis dropped out.
Ron beat her also. You know, Ron came in second and he left. She came in third and she's still hanging around.
President Biden won the Democratic primary in New Hampshire as a write-in. Donald Trump's defamation sex abuse trial in New York is on hold until at least tomorrow. He is expected to testify. Russia is blaming Ukraine after a military transport plane was shot down, killing all 74 people aboard, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war being swapped. A fire broke out in a building in southeastern China, killing at least 39 people. As aftershocks from an earthquake continue to rock western China, more than 12,000 people are staying in tents and sturdier shelters. Heavy snow stranded vehicles on a main expressway in central Japan, paralyzing traffic. Army troops were sent to help with relief efforts. Snow removal work in Japan couldn't keep up with the snowfall. Online retailer eBay says it will cut about 1,000 jobs, an estimated 9% of its full-time workforce, saying its number of employees and costs have exceeded how much the business is growing in a slowing economy. This marks the latest round of layoffs in the tech industry. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutelle, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are moving higher on Wall Street, led by gains in Netflix as customers keep signing up to watch its streaming service. The S&P 500 was up 0.5% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The benchmark index is on track to set a record high for a fourth straight day. The Dow was up 49 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.8% higher. Overseas markets were also higher after Chinese authorities announced measures to boost what's been a disappointingly weak recovery for the world's second largest economy. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index rose, trimming its loss for the year so far. DuPont sank 13%. The big chemical maker gave forecasts for revenue and profit that fell well short of analysts' forecasts. Seth Soutelle, New York.
A Dutch court ruled authorities can use paintball guns to shoot at wolves in a popular park to scare them after at least one of them started approaching human visitors. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.